This is my newsletter, and it's called You Probably Loved the Last Email, But Did Anything Change? So yeah, 2 months since the last one, and I know, I'm sorry, there's been a lot going on, good and bad, but for the record, I am now a week into posting every single day on social media until the end of the year, so go follow me there, but for now, your existence upgrade, which will be coming back to you weekly. The uncomfortable bit. When my first book came out and later my basic reset program, people told me that they loved it. And I started asking a follow-up question. Are you actually different now? And most of them said no. It was exactly what they needed, but they didn't actually action it. And that broke something open for me. And I completely rethought how I teach everything. Because the problem wasn't the content. The problem is that insight feels like progress. It isn't. And you probably suffer from this as well. So, what's actually happening? Think about the sheer volume of it. The podcast, newsletters, TED Talks, Reels, Threads, books, courses, seminars, YouTube, rabbit holes at midnight. We are arguably the most inspired, most motivated, most self-aware generation in history, and we're not doing a damn thing about most of it. Reading about running doesn't make you a runner. Knowing why you are self-sabotaging doesn't stop you doing it. Understanding that you should be a better friend doesn't make you one. The problem is that insight satisfies the very urge that should drive you to change. The itch gets scratched, the urgency dissolves, and you move on feeling like you've done something when you haven't moved an inch. The gap between knowing and changing is where most personal development quietly dies, and the self-help industry is largely built on feeding you more insight so you never have to notice the gap. The model. So I drew a quadrant model for this that I call the Insight Integration Matrix. And basically, it's a quadrant model. On the y-axis is insight, on the x-axis is integration. And so if you have high insight and low integration, you have what's called entertainment. And this is most of us, most of the time. We are well-informed people who haven't changed much. You also have low insight, high integration, which equals discipline. And these are people who just get on with it without necessarily understanding why. They're just doing the work, but they're not understanding much. Then you have low insight and low integration. This is numbness. Nothing in, nothing changes. And we've all been there at some stage. But then you have high insight and high integration, which I call transformation. And this is the actual goal. It's rare because it requires doing something uncomfortable with what you know. The insight quadrant is seductive because it feels like the transformation quadrant, but it isn't. And behavioral psychology is pretty clear on this. If you don't act on new information within 48 hours, the chance of it actually changing anything drops below 10%. BJ Fogg at Stanford spent years on this. Change sticks when it's attached to small, real actions and not big intentions. Which means the question isn't what did you learn, it's what did you do differently. Going deeper, you should go down and click on BJ Fogg's Tiny Habits TED Talk and James Clear's Atomic Habit book. Micro experiment. Pick one thing you already should be doing differently. You've known it for a while. You might have read about it, talked about it, understood it completely. And now do the smallest possible version of it today. Not the full version, not the ideal version, the version that takes less than 5 minutes and requires almost no willpower. And then hit reply. And tell me what's the insight that you keep having that hasn't turned into anything yet. I'm building things for people who actually want to change, not just feel like they're changing. And so your answer helps me know what to make next. Much love, me.